All right, until they kick us out, episode 14 in 3, 2, 1.
Hi.
Hello.
We just realized we didn't even post this. We didn't tell anybody. Surprise!
I'm Nikki
Midday.
France.
I'm Nikki France.
And Simone Reddington.
And we are coming to you from the, okay, well, it's a little bit new now. So the Salisbury Center Wild Style Podcast Studio in our sweet little town of Manassas.
Until they kick us out.
So, hey.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm like,
we didn't make a post. Somebody make a post that we're going live.
Courtney.
Yeah. Don't ask Mitch.
I know. Oh, poor Mitchie.
What do you want to start with?
I don't know what
You know what? Let's start with this because this is fresh on my mind.
Okay, cool.
Because I just went to lunch with Carol, my bestie Carol.
I love her.
I love her too. And you know what? She's our new garden club president.
Oh,
Presidente. Yay, Carol.
Congratulations.
I love my garden club.
Yeah.
So we went out to lunch and we went into Ashton Diner. We were confused. We opened the door and we were confused. It is completely different. You know how you walk into Ashton Diner and it's red and white and there's the spoons and the, you know, diner decor, all gone. Everything is, this sounds terrible, but it's beautiful. Everything is like black with like plants and natural fibers. And I took a bunch of pictures because we're so unprepared. I forgot to send them to John, so I'll have to post them, I'll probably never post them on Facebook because
I always say I'm going to do that. Style podcast studio. Okay, whatever.
So it's beautiful.
When did they do that?
I have no idea. I probably haven't been to Ashton in like, I don't know, 3 weeks, a month, not a terribly long time.
Yeah.
And it is completely different and it's beautiful. It's awesome. It looks so clean and fresh and new. And I had, we went there for lunch. So I had a waffle.
Yum.
And Carol had, she loves the fajitas there. So we had that. It was so good.
It's a wide range on the menu. We need to call Stephanie.
Everything.
We need to call Stephanie Shear's dad. He and his husband go there, I think. Like,
I went to a party at Teresa Coates Ellis' house over the winter, and she had Ashton Diner cater it, and it was freaking amazing. It was so, so yummy, where you get your plate and you sit in the corner because you don't want to talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Usually you don't want to necessarily like be at mingling parties too long. So proud of you for being there and doing that. What did you do? What have you been doing over the last few days?
Over the last few days, honestly, I've been catching up on chores and I've been watching Handmaid's Tale final season. If anybody else is watching Handmaid's Tale, please reach out to me. I need a support group. I need to talk it through. I've been watching for 6 seasons and I don't fully really understand the show, but I can't look away because I'm afraid I'm going to miss something.
Sure.
But it's so good. Do you watch that?
I don't. I'm not a big like show watcher of like new things. Like there's like White Lotus I loved, but there's certain stuff, if it's gonna make me too like wound up and anxious, like
Handmaid's Tale is intense.
Like Shameless and like Breaking Bad, you can have that, you can keep it. I'm not gonna, it just like freaks me out too bad, and then I'm like, why do I get worked up over this stuff? And then I'm like, don't open that door. But no, I've not seen that one. But what, Haley's home.
She's Haley's home, mm-hmm. And Piper is all done with school.
All done with school.
She walked in the other day and she was like, she's done. And I was like, yeah.
I was sitting outside this morning and like some mom is like, for whatever reason, like waiting for her daughter in her car, like while the kid goes.
There was exams this week.
Yeah, but like, I mean, for like hours, this mom is sitting in this car for this kid. And I was just like, good for you. But like, I was texting Piper about it and Piper was like, I'm all done with school now.
I don't care.
Like, I don't care. I mean, she never cared before, but she just had to slip it in there.
Yeah, she graduates on Monday.
I can't believe it.
And then off to Liberty University, go Flames.
What? I thought she was going to. That's what happened this week.
That was last week's news.
She had a big change.
She had a big epiphany, and I'm proud of her for saying, you know what? I don't think this is the right fit. I need to make a different choice.
Yeah. I'm just happy
kudos
she's going
to
be
her.
Closer.
She's going to be closer. Praise Jesus.
Way too.
Praise be.
Yeah.
Probably watching hands.
You're like bringing it full circle. Well, over the weekend, Courtney and I went to Exotic Colonial Beach.
Woo.
Thank you, Warren Wine. When was the last time you went down there?
I was like 5. And all I remember is getting a hot dog. And it was the first time I ever had mustard, ketchup, and relish on it. And I was like, wow, this is really good.
It's still like that there.
it's mustard, ketchup, and relish.
So you know, not much. You can do all three in Colonial Beach. I'm obsessed with Colonial Beach now because, like,
it looks so charming.
It's so charming. So, like, Courtney's dad, when we said because we went last year for a few nights, and then he was like, "Why are you going to that shithole?" I mean, that's not his voice even a little bit, but and
people
it was
say the same thing about OC.
People
don't take the time to see the charm.
Yeah. And like it has, I think it was kind of an S-hole for a long time. And there's a lot of homes that are super run down. But like Colonial Beach is a peninsula. And like along the river are these homes. And like some of them, yeah, are like little fishy shacks. But people have bought them and built them back up. And then there's like million dollar Victorian homes.
You sent me the picture of Alexander Graham Bell, and I can't stop singing the Reba McEntire song.
Right, which is so, listen, but it looks like a cool witchy house, and apparently he had the house for like 5 years, like back in the day. And then we were told that someone had it as a bed and breakfast, sold it to someone else, and now whoever owns it now never goes. Like apparently, and it just sits there. It is the sleepiest little town. We were there Memorial Day weekend. So at the bottom of the peninsula is Dockside Restaurant. And what's his name? Pete Evick and the other guy, that's Chuck or somebody that he plays. They were supposed to do a set on Sunday, but then I guess like Brett Michaels had a show, so they had to go to Florida.
That Brett.
But they had like, the Dockside had like music live all weekend, and then like all these different things. They were actually open on Memorial Day Monday. So sitting at our house, like right on the water, like which is right on that road that takes you to Dockside, and it's just busy, people going. But other than that, it is the sleepiest little town, and like there's multiple restaurants. There's all these cute little shops, including this one called Magnolia Hall, which is owned by Dan and Scott, the two guys that own the Airbnb we stayed in.
Sweet.
So these two guys, husbands, Pride Month right around the corner. they have 7 Airbnbs, and then their house, it was shown to us. Simone, like it is your house.
How cute.
Like you would lose your over this house. So let me tell you why this is really cool. So we get down there and we're chatting with our hosts, and they're like, listen, like there's another like lady couple. They live right on Irving, the street. Yeah. And they were just like, they'd love to meet you. You guys just like stop by and say hi to them. And like, that's totally normal there. And it's like, such a small community of people in general. That's like, just stop by and say hi to first of all, I'm not doing that. I am 100% not doing it. But they showed up. We were sitting out front of the Airbnb we had, and they rolled up on their golf cart because everybody has a golf cart.
I love that.
So we rented one for the weekend. Amazing. And so anyway, these ladies pull up and they just like talk to us. And in like 3 minutes, they're like, here's this information and that information. They're telling us all this stuff. And they invite us to this party that was had on someone's like little pier dock, private pier dock. It's like a...
How long were you there?
We were there for 3 nights. We had been there for 35 minutes, like before these women showed up and invited us to this. We had never met them before. And they were like, oh, it's a potluck, or just come by, you can meet people, blah, blah, blah. And so we were like, cool, let's go. Yeah, we didn't stay for long because like we don't know anybody there. But
did you buy a house down there?
I mean, we're thinking about it. So then those ladies then tell us, they're like, we go to brunch every day, every time. What is it? On Sunday at Dockside. So go down there tomorrow and have brunch. We didn't do that either. And then Monday night, we're sitting in the front yard and they come by on their golf cart. Because, like, you have to go by where we were. And they're like, hey, they're having games at the brewery tonight. Come by. And I'm like, cool. And we're not doing that.
So that sounds like a retirement community.
They are retired, but yeah. It kind of is. And so these other girls that we met, like, at the stock party, they were like, look, all the retired people especially, they're like, they have things that they just do all the time.
I love that.
I do too. I'm going to tell you one more thing. Cruise and tiki's.
I saw the pictures.
On the Monroe Bay, which is on the other side of this peninsula, there's a little tiki And if six people can sit on it, and we just cruise around the bay for 2 hours.
Let me just tell you that we have those in Ocean City, too. It's amazing. We sit on the balcony and watch because they come through the inlet there, and you have all these, like, 60-foot, like, fishing boats coming through, mm-hmm. and they're rocking, and there's water. So I watch it just to make sure I don't need to call the Coast Guard.
But it was so fun, and we just had the best Airbnb, and I'll link it because y'all need to go stay there. But we just had the greatest time.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Sleepy.
Yeah.
Fun.
I loved the pictures that you sent me.
Yeah.
I do want to make one correction from the last episode because I was like tripping over my own tongue. And I had gone to Gold Cup and I was invited by Katie and Tony Finley and Eric Wiewerka. Mm-hmm. And I could not remember the name of of Kathy and Derek Hamill's business. And Jennifer Layden texted me during the show. I didn't even see it. And it is G&H Home. So thank you all for including me in your Gold Cup festivities, because I had a really good time. And I would very much like to come back next year.
Wink, wink, guys.
Yeah. I don't wink. I feel like I don't look good when I wink. I look like I'm...
Is it like I don't look good in hats? Like you're not a good winker?
Well, so this is the problem. I think I look really cute in hats, but I'm not brave enough to wear them out in public.
Well, because you always want to have your hair looking so good.
I know, but I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, back to Dionne. Y'all, we're starting his campaign officially on Until They Kick Us Out, Dionne Schamburger for Commissioner of Revenue. I don't know where you are in the world. I know Zach Schneid is watching from Germany. But he did own a house here in Manassas. Mm. But I don't know about your towns. Our town has become super reckless and real estate hungry. Mm. Would you agree?
Yes. Those are nice words.
And it is, I'll tell you what sent me over the edge. I was in the city hall to talk to the two nicest men in planning and zoning, which I will get to on my update for the Charles. Mm-hmm. And I saw that they have these newspapers just sitting there. And right here on the front, it says city schools seek $10 million building purchase. So the school board wants nearly $11 million to purchase the Apple Federal Credit Union building. You know that building?
It's on 28.
It's across from Phoenix Drive. Side story real quick. Remember the earthquake we had a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I was working for Jeff Saylor's Next Tech mm-hmm. Dental, formerly Saylor's Dental Lab mm-hmm. of Jack Saylor's. Love him. I can remember like the ground was shaking and I was on the computer and then Jeff came running down the hall because we have like, you know, chemicals and all sorts of stuff. And he was like, everybody get outside. And we went outside and I could see the windows on the Apple Credit Union building. It was like really trippy, really weird. That was a freaky day.
Was Baby Toutine back in there?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's what I thought it was. I thought it was just one of the big rumbling trucks and it just wouldn't stop. And then finally, like, I think Jeff, he was like, something's going on. Everybody get out of the building. We all ran out and I can remember staring at it. But anyway, the school board wants to purchase it.
Well, Manassas City has been on one of the
floors. They have an office or two. Yeah. And in this article, they lay out that we have been in that office, but that they want to create the whole building as a resource for students and parents. And I think psychiatry is not the right word, but like therapy or counseling, you know, all that. And that's just a crock of shit. Stop it. Stop spending money. Don't buy this building. Wow. Bad decision. Look, we have spent $9.9 million on Marsteller, empty. $5.7 million, Old Town Inn, that's a parking lot. $1.6 million on Mathis Avenue, $16 million, I was $15 million off, on Mathis Avenue, and they're having two meetings to figure out, you know, what the public wants on it. Have you seen the big ass sign over at the Old Town Inn mm-hmm. lot?
Mm-hmm.
I took a picture of it. Community development, developer.
John from JJDJ Entertainment sent us a picture of it the other day.
He did. That's right. Future development project, city owned, temporarily public parking, seeking qualified developers Choose Manassas, boutique hotel, street level retail. This is bullshit. They bought this how long ago?
With no,
2 years, right. 3 years? With no plan. We've dumped $6 million into this crappy parking lot. Yeah. I'm pissed. I'm a so pissed off citizen.
Can't they move their offices to like Marsteller?
Well,
or...
well, you know what makes sense to me? How about the empty old Manassas City Police Department?
Yeah.
Take $10 million. I would rather them say, can we have $10 million to rehab this property? Mm-hmm. I would be a little bit more, I wouldn't be so anti and up in arms about it. Yeah. And you know what? It's stupid for them not to be there because you know why? They're going to be right next to Osborne High School. That resource is going to be for those high schoolers primarily and middle schoolers over at Metz, and they can walk to the old Manassas police station. It's right there on Fairview.
Yeah.
And I think that's stupid that they're not. I think at one time it was considered, but I don't know whatever hurdles they came up with. Stop spending money and acquiring property because we have a whole handful that we're not doing anything with. Nor do we have a plan. And my God, somebody brought it up the other day. They said, you know, even our biggest investors in the city and, you know, the big names that you see, Rector and stuff, like they didn't touch any of these properties, yet the city scooped it up. And now we're like, what do we do with it? And let me tell you this, Commissioner of the Revenue, commission this. We're getting no revenue on those, on all these properties that the city, correct me if I'm wrong. Please move Sprite behind Canflower Pot, maybe. Okay. correct me if I'm wrong, anybody who, like, I think we might, maybe we have a viewer.
Hello, viewer.
I don't believe the city pays taxes on the property that they own. So like all of this mega $1 million properties that we have, like, is the city of Manassas paying taxes to itself? No.
No.
I don't think so.
Is Micron paying?
They get tax breaks. That's for sure.
Who's paying the taxes? We like, the people.
Who the is in charge?
Hi, Janet.
Who is in charge? It's just so frustrating. Yeah. And our commissioner of the revenue and our treasurer, those are elected paid positions. Those people make a salary. Mm-hmm. They should absolutely be fired. Between this debacle with the bank where we're not going to get personal property taxes, and I don't care if he just found out Tim DeMaria is our current commissioner of the revenue. He should have been on top of this. Mm-hmm. If these are going to be such huge, if these are going to be such huge revenue generating properties, we should have a freaking magnifying glass on them at all times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Simple as that. I mean, I don't understand how this has happened. I don't understand how our city has dumped out 10, 26, 30, let's say $36 million in property that we're doing nothing with that's generating no revenue.
Like, what's the point?
What's the point? And now they want to buy this building?
Yeah.
My ass. Stop it. Stop.
Yeah.
Buying real estate.
But that's such a great idea. It's like A, Marsteller, but B, like that the old police station. It's like I had heard that like they were going to use it for storage. And I'm like, isn't not that gigantic building across that you just built? Like, is there no storage in there?
What the hell are we storing?
Yeah. Because of everything like digitized. I don't know.
Mike Sanzetta! Oh my gosh!
I just
thought of him the other day. Mike Sanzetta, I swear to God, I was going to give you a shout out today and see if anybody had heard from you. Oh, I love that.
He came up for a specific reason. Like, we were talking about something and you were like, Mike Sanzetta, I know what it was now. Hi, Darren.
And he said they absolutely don't pay taxes on them. See, that's bullshit. So we're sitting on $36 million worth of property that, my math could be wrong, I don't know, that we're not collecting taxes on or getting rent on or getting anything.
The only thing we're using is the parking lot, which is, that's hefty parking lot. And we're not
for $6 million.
And like, we're not even charging for people to park there, which I get. I understand. I totally understand. But at least that it would be like a little bit of revenue. And I hate all of this, but thank you, God, that the old town is gone.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? So
stupid sword.
I encourage everybody to please, please look into the situation that our city is currently in. And demand a change. And Dion, Commissioner of the Revenue, Nate Fritzen's running for treasurer. We need the people that are making, they're making good money, mm-hmm. making really good money. Why aren't they, like, Dion is out there meeting with Commissioner of Revenues of other local jurisdictions that border us just to see what their experience is with data centers. And I mean, he is really putting forth an effort to educate himself so that he can go into this and start taking care of shit for us, because right now it's a mess, right. And people should be pissed.
Well,
I don't care if you are a Republican or a Democrat, this should piss you off. If you are a city resident, your taxes keep going up. We have nothing to show for it. Mm-hmm. It's disappointing. It's frustrating. And if you think everything is just peachy keen jelly bean, please reach out to me, because I would love to have a conversation about it. Make me understand what I'm missing.
Yeah. Oh. Well, and that's, like you said, and it's a perfect example. Like, no matter what side of politics you stand on, when we get into, like, things like this, it's you got us, people in the city have got to stop voting based on, like, oh, I know that person's name. Like, da-da-da-da. Like, look into it. Like, look into these people.
Be,
like,
a responsible and guess citizen.
What? This is not, you know, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton. These are people you can meet. These are people that you can find.
I will gladly facilitate meeting these candidates, mm-hmm. because they are very well spoken men. Dion owns an insurance company. Nate is, I mean, he belongs in politics. He just carries himself. He's very confident. He's very knowledgeable. Just good with the questions. Yeah. I would facilitate a meeting if you want.
That's what I'm saying, is, like, these are people you can, like, talk to Simone, reach out to them on Facebook. You can actually, like, meet these people and, like, questions that you have about, like, hey, what does the Commissioner of Revenue actually do? Or, like, why do I not want the one that's still in there? Or, like, da 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 da. Like,
bring them on the podcast. That's what Mike said.
And then figure out for yourself, like, who you want to vote for, but, like, look into it. Right.
Really, like, take a long look at what's going on in your city, wherever you may be.
Wherever.
You know, pay attention.
Yeah. But if it's in the city of Manassas, you can watch a podcast that two middle-aged women are screeching on, and then you can get some information that way.
It's so good.
Yeah.
We're so good. Our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Somebody's
viewers saying
something. I don't know.
Not Nick. Sorry. I don't have a sign. Nate Fritzen. Yeah. Nate Fritzen. Yeah. Thank you, Janet.
But yeah, there's a lot. What is this Employees of the Month thing we're looking at down here?
Oh. Down here, it was something with Manassas PD. Did you see it? It was like a thing on Facebook.
The arsonist thing?
No, this was like not a kidnapping, but like a carjacking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here. Employee of the Month. I don't know what all these abbreviations are. Sergeant Krause, MPO Hoag, and K-9 Bane, SPO Statman, PSCC Supervisor Bergeron. It was March 26th, Haley's birthday. Members of the department, in coordination with Manassas Park Police Department and Prince William County Police Department, responded to a rapidly evolving and high-risk incident involving the theft of a vehicle and the abduction of a 6-year-old autistic child. Terrifying.
Yeah, I read this.
The suspect, a convicted felon, fled the scene in a gray Chevy Impala with the child inside, prompting an immediate and highly coordinated law enforcement response across multiple jurisdictions. So without reading this whole thing, they caught him. Mm-hmm. And so all of these employees are being recognized for their service and quick action, quick thinking, bravery, mm-hmm. just having big ass balls. Mm-hmm. So, congratulations to those. Again, I don't know what these, I know what K-9 is. Way to go, Bane. You
know, I don't know.
So that was that. Well, and
SPO is Special Police Officer. MPO, I just lost it. But
oh,
I know some of them.
PSCC? Supervisor?
Hold on.
Beth is texting me. I gotta look at it. Sorry.
Public Safety Communication Center.
Oh, okay. Oh, so like the call center, I guess.
Yeah.
Or the operator, whoever was handling. Oh, yeah. Because if you read the article, it kind of breaks breaks it down
more.
This
the one that went through Fauquier County too?
No, this was Prince William County and Manassas Park Police.
Gotcha.
Oh my gosh, terrifying. So, yay.
Yay. There's too much of that stuff happening now.
Oh, it's terrifying.
No. Like, we're lucky to have people that want to put their lives on the line.
Doug Keene for president.
Yeah.
I saw him. We visited the other day when he was driving by and I was out by the Charles. I update on the Charles. I have been trying to figure out how to go about getting my permits without having like an architect come out and do the drawings because I don't have the budget for an architect to come out and do the drawings. And for what I'm doing, I don't necessarily need an architect. So I went up to, first of all, Ben Walker and Eric Lowe at the city, big time, amazing, helpful, just kind men. And I'm up there talking to Eric Lowe, who's like kind of in charge. He's the man and it's such a nice guy. And I'm like, I don't know who to call. He's like, well, you need a draftsman. And he was like, let me go get my phone. I'll give you a phone number. He gives me Chris Salisbury's phone number.
Of the Salisbury Center.
Why didn't I think of that? So yeah. Cherokee Construction.
Yeah.
So I called Chris and he and Eric came over and they did measurements and they're helping me draw up plans and hopefully can get some work started on that. Everybody keeps asking me what am I going to do?
What do you like to know?
Yeah.
So would Simone.
And for anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about, it's the Charles on West. There's a Facebook page. It's 9319 West Street right here in Old Town. And it's the old Primitive Baptist Church. And we're renovating it and turning it into a house.
There's the loose.
That's what I am currently. That's the current plan. And we'll just have to see what we can do with it, if we can possibly do something fun with it in the meantime.
I love it.
But, love Eric Lowe, love Ben Walker. So that's the latest on that.
I think Courtney worked with one of those guys when she was trying to figure out something.
Ben's like really young and he has glasses and he walks around the neighborhood a lot.
Mm.
Like he just walks.
I feel like anytime you walk away from like an interaction with someone or like you walk out of a store and like anymore, like say you go into a store and you deal with someone and you leave and you're like, that was a great interaction.
Yeah.
Like it's so.
You feel successful.
Yeah. And it's so infrequent that it really happens now. You know what I mean? So like when it does, like you're just like, hi. You know that the UPS store across from the hospital?
Uh-huh.
Dude, those people in there, I go out of my way just to go to that one. There's one on the way to the salon and they're great. But like that one, and I literally got the guy's card because I was going to like say hi to them one day. But
I always see the manager of that store, the UPS store. Mm-hmm. I always see him at the post office next door to me.
They're the Chick-fil-A of UPS stores.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I think that's the owner.
He might be.
Yeah. He's got glasses.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure he's the owner because he and his wife, I think, own it. Because I actually was talking to him one day and I asked for his card. It's in my car.
Helpful.
but I seen him at the post office too. He like he said, it's the Chick-fil-A, like just the way that they have like the staff trained and stuff and like just the staff that they have. And they're like, hi. And you're like, hi. And they're like, for once in my fucking life, it's like, I just feel like, and so. You know, that's what I hope people get when they come in our salon and like just other places you go. And I was like, Angie Ganser and I were like, we need to have a whole segment on like places that you go and like people that you
interact
with.
Make you feel good.
And you're like, that made me feel better than like when I call Freedom Property Management, which is our property manager.
Well, that's what I experienced with the Charles.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm saying. I went with, you know, I haven't been able to get anywhere with the city. It's like I've been kind of bounced around. And so I finally found these two men that are just amazing. But I also went and met with an attorney. I was supposed to meet with two attorneys. One was going to be a land use attorney and one was going to be somebody that's helping me out with the paperwork for something else. And so when I got to my appointment, the one attorney was there who was helping me with the paperwork. And I kept saying, you know, is the other one coming in? And he was like, well, who painted the church black? And I was like, I did. I'm so proud of myself. I did. And he goes, yeah, be expecting a letter from our office from the city in your mailbox. You know, just keep an eye out for this letter. And he wouldn't go into any further detail. And he basically went on to tell me that they represent the city. So I guess it's a conflict of interest. And I don't know. You want to talk about walking out of somewhere and feeling like shit. I felt like completely deflated. And, you know, I just felt bad. So then I posted something on Facebook and everybody recommended John Foote. And Mitch and I met with him last week. And he was so delightful. He's very good friends with our neighbor, Rich, who also reached out to John and Mr. Foote and said, you know, can you help Simone out? And so we met him at Loom, the best place, the best restaurant. And we ate and he was just so charming and so nice. And like we came out of that, I came out of that meeting laughing and happy, and just even if my dreams don't pan out, like I know that I have somebody who cares and is going to give it an honest effort in helping me.
That's exactly it.
Yeah,
like that's all you.
That's all somebody needs.
Hey, so what did this letter say that the city sent?
I never got one.
That's weird.
Yep, and even the ARB meeting, Ben said I will look into this and see, and apparently. I think a lot of people are pissed that it's black. They are mad that, you know, some people even asked other people that knew me if I was into like witchcraft. Seriously. Let's grow up.
So they're okay. So the church being black is the thing.
It's the church being black. Okay. But I didn't break any rules because the church is zoned R1 residential and in the ARB, because it's also in the historic district. So so the ARB has to be able to approve everything that you do, except for paint color. And so I went
until
around.
Until now. Like after this.
So, I mean, I didn't break any rules. And I think people were really like trying to, she did something wrong. And maybe they went ahead and contacted legal. I don't know, but there's no grounds as far as paint color goes. I didn't do anything wrong.
So when I know that like the historic district and ARB and all that stuff, I know that is like, you know, singular to like Old Town Manassas. I get all that. But like the thing that makes me insane is that like we are so concerned with like the fact that you painted that church black, can't get out of like behind our own ass about like, oh, it's actually just very striking. It's not that this Catholic woman is like not like a like a you know, a troll of Satan and like trying to like lure the children in. No, it's because it's beautiful. And you know, but if as soon as we leave Old Town Manassas and we go into like right outside of Old Town Manassas, like with the exception of a few neighborhoods, like most neighborhoods are trashed. And like houses aren't painted, or
they got
like
the front yard, the backyard paved, all four paved. Front doors because they've turned it into a multifamily.
Right.
Random wires are running through fences and like underground.
They look like gingerbread homes. Like, so wait, so we're so focused on that when like the rest of the city like really needs someone to kind of go through and be like, hey, so it's probably not a great idea that you're using this Grateful Dead flag as a door and that's the only thing that you have as a door on your home.
Nope.
So what's that and who can we talk to about it?
Yeah. How do we fix that? Yeah. Where's zoning?
Because like,
where's enforcement? Code enforcement?
God, seriously, there's just a lot of like really crappy looking places and they're worried about
you. And
there's
a difference between people that just have bad taste and like you just don't agree with their crap in their yard.
And that they don't care.
And then there's people that are blatantly negligent.
Right.
And or have multifamilies and don't care. I would like to point out, because this was brought up at a meeting I was at last night, and it is, if you do notice somebody's lawn getting taller and taller and taller, or their trash cans not being pulled out or whatever, check on your neighbor. For crying out loud, you know,
we've... Why, what happened?
Well, I don't know. But if it does, and then call me, I'll put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
But check on your neighbor. Yeah. You never know the situation. You know?
Yeah.
But then some people are just assholes and don't take care of their stuff and don't care.
But I'm just going to like officially say it. Simone is not a pawn of the devil. And I just, if it needs to be said, like, it just, she said, I'm going to buy that church. I'm going to paint it black and put gas lanterns outside because it's going to look really good. And I was just like, hell yeah. But like,
we joked. We made a jokey joke. But like,
just so we're like super clear, like, that's not what's happening. Like,
no.
It actually is just super beautiful.
One of the nicest compliments that I've gotten so far is somebody who's been like a lifelong resident of Manassas. And they said, I have driven up and down that street a lifetime and never looked at that church. Mm-mm. And now I can't stop looking at it. And that made me, I have goals. I would love to be in Southern Living. Mm-hmm. I would love to put our sweet little town and my beautiful black church in Southern Living.
Yeah. But no. We'd rather leave it poop brown and let it deteriorate rather than someone do something with it.
Let's cry about it, crybabies.
Annoyed.
And everybody can come. We have a bunch of events coming in. June is a fun month. Yeah. So you can come down and see my church.
Yeah, and
if
you can be
around,
like one of the
people. If you want me to let you in, just send me a message.
Yeah, if you want her, if you send her a message, don't just walk in like
like the bum.
Jeez. Anyway.
So on May 30th at 4 o'clock, Sinistral,
That's tomorrow.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow. At 4 o'clock, Christina Brooks. It's her pinball lounge, Aegis Pinball Ribbon Cutting at Sinistral, 4 o'clock. And then jumping into June, we have on June 6th, which is also First Friday, I believe, isn't it? Because I think Piper's party's June 7th.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So June 6th is the ribbon cutting for have you seen the Bee City mural on the side of Kerbobble Toys?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh, it's so beautiful.
The owl in the bush is my favorite.
I love it. I love getting stuck at the light so I can really like take it all in.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. Man, that train mural outlived its life by about 15 years. So thank you, Kerbobble. Thank you for giving us something beautiful to look at. And then the next day is the Railway Festival.
That's right. Oh, on June 7th.
Yeah. Do you remember when the big steam, was it a steam train? That big one that came, I think it was steam.
Yeah, it's a steam train.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Do you remember when that came into town? That was
no.
The girls were little and I can remember hearing it.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know about trains.
What else?
What else?
Only what did
dorks
you say?
Like trains.
The train festival.
Look at John. Here comes John.
What did you say?
Tribe Called Jess. Virgin's like trains.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Anyway, so the
people
English Ivy cleanup.
I don't even. Yes, there's an English Ivy cleanup and the same day. Stop it!
No.
Stop it.
Wrong show.
That's Zach and Mark. Zach Murphy. Mark Donovan. I can't even think.
I thought you were gonna say the other Mark. He's a part of the English Ivy cleanup, isn't he?
Olson? Oh no. Mark Olson doesn't like the black either, he told Mitch. He said, first off, I don't like the black, and it's not just because your wife hates me.
Who's Mark Olson?
He's the director of HMI. He's the one that just got the contract for the parking lot. And he was like, for the record, I don't hate him. I just think that I don't like the relationship that our Patrick Small economic development director, whatever his title is. I just think that there's a boys club that dominates government business, and I don't know who has what hand in what pot, and I don't trust it. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I don't like you. I just don't trust you.
You're saying Mitch walked up to him and asked him his
Mitch
personal
was
opinion?
And then Mark volunteered.
Oh,
it,
cool.
So.
Thank you. Yeah. Because someone asked him. Great. Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Poker
tournament.
Oh, how cute is that? So
June 14th.
This reminded me of my daddy because he would do these things with like the airplanes. They would fly to different airports and get like a card, and whoever had the card would, whoever had the best hand would win. Mm-hmm. This is a poker tournament, American Legion Post 10, Veteran Sidecar Adventures. And it says, at Veteran Sidecar Adventures, our mission is to enhance the lives of veterans. I just imagine all these cute veterans sitting in the sidecar riding around, including those who are disabled, living with PTSD, or elderly, by offering unique sidecar motorcycle experiences. Our adventures take veterans on scenic country back roads to meaningful destinations, providing moments of freedom, connection, and joy along the way. Love it.
Cute.
Love it. Love. Because life is an adventure. Ride it well. No more jokes.
No. I was listening intently.
So, yeah, that's good. That's nice.
June 21st.
Oh, the Bee Festival. George Ellis. Love George Ellis.
So from 10 to 2 at the Liberia House. Fifth annual Bee Festival.
Fifth annual. And our garden club has a stand there. Our lovely member, Ann Patterson, she mans that when you're dressed up as a bee. She just loves it. So that's her thing to do the Bee Festival for us.
Are we going to talk about the thing that John said?
Why? Just don't look at my feet.
It's a warning.
Okay, it's a warning. We have a neighborhood watch alert.
Alert.
Alert, alert.
At the Giant on Sudley Manor. When?
Yesterday.
A man came up to Simone. And he was kind of following her around a little bit, and he was looking at her paws, and he kept complimenting her feet, which are normal snags, by the way, if you ask her.
I don't have nice feet. It was so uncomfortable.
She's got lovely feet. But I have seen on Manassas Talk, which I'm actually not.
So then I came in and told Mickey about it today. I was like, I got a foot compliment. It was super awkward. And I said,
you know what that is, right? I've seen this guy, they've described him, that he's like followed women. Bethany, Courtney's friend Bethany had this happen to her, and she's got some gnarled snags too. And so
I don't have gnarled snags. I literally had just a pedicure, but I don't think they're anything anybody would ever notice.
First of all, hilarious. It was funny. Second of all, so listen, it's the same thing. This guy comes up, he's like, oh, you have nice feet. First of all, no, like there's nothing. So he had a foot fetish guy. He's clearly trying to see your snags. But it was at the Giant. So if you see something, say something. Because then she had to be all on like alert.
I was. So then I personally made it my mission to notice him the whole entire time of the story. Because you have to look out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And he never posed a threat. He did not follow me. I went back through the store to put eyes on him while I was getting like, I don't know.
He was like,
spray, my spray avocado oil or whatever the hell.
I wonder if he likes trains.
So
you probably got excited because we were following him. He's like, man, this is into me. I got these paws following me now. This is paw-tastic.
Well, I wanted to make sure I knew where he was. So when I walked out to my car, he wasn't outside or could
you could
see
be like
me.
Changing your shoes, like hanging out beside him. No, but seriously, don't let anybody talk about your feet. And there's a guy out there complimenting feet, and he didn't do anything.
If you don't have nice feet, then something's up.
Yeah, but it's just weird. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, stick with the croc.
Yeah, see, if you would have had Crocs, Simone.
Because this is safety right here.
Gotta hide those stinky
winkies. No, he's coming up to me.
That's like a compliment condom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. Pink hair, nose rings, Crocs, and, you know.
Just end this show, please.
A woman that looks like Ellen on my arm. People leave me the hell alone.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, I love you and your snags.
I'm going to show this.
Well, we'll be back in a few
weeks.
The girl
that does my toes.
And we'll see about getting Dion on the shows and, you know, maybe whoever we're trying to get.
I know. We got to get better. We were going to come in yesterday and then today and then we bump up the time. And that's why it's hard for us to invite a guest because we kind of run things loosey-goosey around here.
Lucy,
my baby. I miss her so much.
All right, guys. Well, John, JJDJ Entertainment. Thank you very much for producing yet another live show. Why are you looking around like you're confused? He's not even listening to us.
Oh.
Oh, oh. Oh my God. Okay, so tomorrow night there's metal at the Salisbury Center. Oh, and Saturday is TCB 45, so the Muay Thai fights are this Saturday. June 7th and 8th, that's Pro-Am. Is that the boxing?
No, that's the bodybuilding.
Bodybuilding.
I won't be competing in that.
I will.
June 12th is Little Mania Wrestling. I know that people love that small person. Mm-hmm.
And one just was here doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Meatball.
Yeah, he was really close to your feet. And June 13th is Bliss and the Siamese Dreamers and First Try, Siamese Dreamers being a Smashing Pumpkins cover band.
I'm sure glad you know all of these things.
Yeah. June 14th, Champion League Boxing. June 20th, Spread Eagle.
You like trains?
American Dream Machine, Silver Tongue. What is Best of DC? Is that comedy?
Yeah, comedy.
Is that Ramin's?
Yep. And June 23rd. Ramin has started a podcast.
Oh.
Fun.
It's called Those Damn Immigrants. Oh. You can wait for it to come out.
Is he doing it here?
Yep.
Oh, sweet.
Ramin is joining the Wild Style family.
Called Those Damn Immigrants. And Jess is coming back. And everything is coming together.
Jess will be back June 24th. Maybe they can talk about some foot fetishes and you can come in and display.
Damn it.
Talk
about virgins. Swear I'm going to wear sneakers and socks.
June 28th is Cagezilla 85. So for a full list of all of the things that go along here, you can either check the SalisburyCenter.com, wildstyle.com, Facebook page, and the list of events should be somewhere.
Somewhere.
One would hope.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back, Jess. We missed you.
We love you.
All right. That's it.
Yay.
You guys get out of here.
Cool.
Bye.
Have a great week.
Love you.
We'll see you in a couple weeks, guys.
That's a wrap for episode 14.